Can you tell me about your situation? How did you come in contact with Tammy in U-Turn?
Very young. I won't say the age, but I had started drinking very young, let's say early teens. And I ended up enjoying it more than my friends around me. And I realized that this was going to be a problem for me. I had got into marijuana after that. Then I had become highly addicted to cocaine. I experienced a lot of spiritual hardships. I experienced a lot of trouble with my family, with my friends. I put my addiction above everything, anybody, or it just got worse. I had been to recovery centers quite a bit. I had gone to rehab. And after rehab, I still wasn't able to cling on to the program. They say everybody has a rock bottom, and I hadn't hit mine yet. I thought I did, but I hadn't. Then I came to U-Turn, but shortly after, I had left again and went out and relapsed, and this time it got so much worse. I got into IV use, and it went from cocaine abuse right down the scale to opiates. There was no drug I ever did that I didn't abuse. I started getting so sick of feeling so desperate and so depressed and so negative. And I couldn't allow myself to feel love anymore. Like, I would isolate myself so that I would grow the mentality to keep using. It's very complicated when you're an addict and you're relapsing, because you lose that hope that you once had to go and dig deeper. But when I sobered up, I decided, it was December 2nd, 2014, was it? 2014, yeah, I decided I had had enough. I wanted to come home, so I went, and where I was living to at the time, I took my last hit, and I said, okay, I'm gonna call my parents now. I need to go home, I'm totally done. I can't take any more of this pain. And I said, I deserve so much better for myself. So anyway, that's what I did. I come home, I went right to U-Turn, and
you stayed connected while you were away, though.
I stayed connected. Yeah. Tammy and Jeff picked me up during my difficult time and took me out to lunch at Jack Astor's. Mm-hmm. I had a great meal. It was the first time I had eaten a meal in, oh my gosh, I don't know how long. I had lost a lot of weight when she seen me. I think I had 50 pounds gone or more. I find mostly opiates are the main drug of choice in this area, most definitely. Stimulants are there, but they're not so much what's at a constant supply. And they're not so much what's chosen. I don't know. It seems like nowadays people are more interested in depressants. And IV use here is streaming. It breaks my heart to think that IV use has become such a huge thing out here. Because once you get into that, your chances of getting out of it are so much lowered.
What would surprise people about addictions in rural Newfoundland? Like, what would you tell people that would surprise them?
I remember when U-Turn first opened up, it was only probably a year and a half in. Then there was all this talks on the news about addictions and people coming out and saying they got addictions and needing help and wanting help. And I remember there was a government member who looked at me one time and said, you know, since you guys got this U-Turn on the go, you guys have created a monster. And I said, no, we didn't create a monster. We knew the monster was coming because we were living in that atmosphere ourselves. And it was snorting pills, and then it escalated to injecting in a very short period of time. And that's something that I've never seen as a teenager, even as a young adult growing up. I mean, I'm 41 now. I was blown away.
Yeah. Can I ask you about what you were saying about triggers, like people working with triggers around here?
Yes, we was also talking about cleaners. You can go ahead and tell about that one.
Yeah, the cleaners, going down through the aisles of stores and seeing, you know, the brand name. The only one I can think of offhand that has ever triggered me was seeing the brand name Oxy written on stuff. It's like, you know, when you're in recovery, everything is a trigger, and Oxy was a big one. Seeing the name there and having the thought in your head at the same time, it puts you into a dark corner. and you're there probably shopping for like Cheese Whiz, but this Oxy brand name is occupying your time. You know, it's very complicated. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just looking at the bottle, it will put you in a bad mood. I know a few people that McDonald's straws was a trigger because it wasn't even the other straws. He said specifically McDonald's straws because they preferred those because they were a thicker, a bigger on the round straw. They were already pre-packaged, so if they went to McDonald's, they could grab a handful. So that's what they were using for, oh, who knows, many years to snort their drugs through.
Best thing that the program has taught me, besides for a family environment, is self-awareness. Self-awareness is everything, right?
Yeah.